7.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Since Friday's mid-air blowout of a panel where an emergency door could go in the side of an Alaska Airlines jetliner, and since certain 737 MAX 9s have been grounded for inspection, United Airlines says it's found some of those panels have loose bolts. Are southern border crossings really down, as Border Patrol officials claim, after meeting with them and elected leaders at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas? Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
It is too early to tell whether the significant drop in the number of encounters we have experienced over the past week is a function of the season. The holiday season.
Still no word on what elective surgery led to complications and a stay in hospital intensive care for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin last week. He's still in the hospital. Israel saying it was behind the air attack that killed a senior commander of the militant group Hezbollah today in southern Lebanon. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another bird flu case is confirmed in another commercial poultry operation in northwest Wisconsin. This time, it's in Washburn County. State and federal agriculture officials are on the case. They say birds from the flock are being euthanized and will not enter the food system. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A winter storm warning is in effect for Richland and all of southwestern Wisconsin counties through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service increased its expected snowfall total for the area, with Richland Center expected to receive 8 to 12 inches of snow, with isolated amounts over a foot in some areas. In addition, high winds will lead to blowing and drifting Tuesday into Wednesday, with temperatures falling off Wednesday into the single digits and teens. The greatest impacts will be early tomorrow morning, with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. The winter weather means that Richland is among dozens of school districts calling off school for tomorrow in southwestern Wisconsin. With heavy snow and gusty winds expected, most area districts announced closures for tomorrow as of this afternoon. Other school districts in Richland County off tomorrow include Ithaca, Riverdale, Kickapoo, River Valley, and Weston. Also, the Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites are closed, and there will be no home delivery on Tuesday.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with two touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warnings continue. Snow showers tonight into tomorrow. Heavy at times, and tomorrow could have a little rain mixed, even rumbles of thunder. Areas of blowing snow with wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Temps steady in the 30s. Total accumulations 8 to 12 inches. Right now it's 33.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Copacabana. Sipping Gila Fish. Got my black yoga pants on. Me and Brittany.
But I hope they're not from Lululemon, Janelle Monae. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have got some weather coming our way, fans. Just a reminder, basically, if you're anywhere but Milwaukee, that's sort of the easy way to say this, sort of from Waukesha west, so Brookfield west, more or less, and then north, keep your wits about you. Check in on your neighbors that might live alone or need assistance. Help each other out there. Drive safely, slowly, and leave early because we're going to have some weather coming in. Always remember, the top and bottom of the hours, you're going to hear news, weather, and sports here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You don't want to miss all of that, any of that, because, of course, the Packers made the playoffs? Say what?
Are you just out now?
No. I watched... I watched the boulder I live under is not quite that large.
Oh my.
I did watch yesterday, and what a wonderful thing for this youngest team, I think, in 40 years to make the playoffs, in 40 years of NFL history to make the playoffs, youngest team in the NFL. What an incredible accomplishment for Jordan Love. What a way to move on from the toxicity that remains the other guy that used to do this. What a way to move on from the toxicity that has become the other guy that used to do this. And there's just so much to love about Jordan Love. There's so much to love about this particular team, that football has again become for me enjoyable. I have been sort of multi-sport has been athlete. So multi-sport wannabe good fan, right? And I had a really difficult time mustering up any energy for the Packers with the prior guy. You became so unlikable. And forget the lying and the threats to his teammates and staff safety, which bad enough. But forget all that because it's political. Let's just keep it about the sports, right? My main problem with the guy that used to do this for the Packers was that this to me did not seem like a guy that I would want to line up behind and work with and let lead me, right? And these are all incredible athletes. This just didn't seem like the sort of quarterback that a team would unite around. It seemed the sort of guy that put his needs above the needs of the team. And, you know, you skip practices. You don't think you need to do preseason work. All of that has a cultural impact and a big one. I never wish anybody ill. I certainly wish the former guy well and that he has recovered from his injury. That's terrible for a professional athlete. Injuries are bad. But just so, it makes this all the more sweeter for Jordan Love and this young Packers team, especially because basically folks had counted them out. Mid-season, I was like, they're done, not making the playoffs, Canada, not happening. And then he wins Thanksgiving, wins Christmas Eve, wins New Year's Eve. I mean, how awesome is that? It's the holiday trifecta for Jordan Love and the Packers to beat the Bears last season of the last game of the season to get into the playoffs. Like, I don't know if things get more sweet. It's going to be a pleasure to watch the game next week, even if it's a rough game for us. I wish them the best. I hope they show up in their best selves and give a good game. But to me, this has been a successful season, and bravo, hats off to Jordan Love. What a different kind of leader. What a young guy, such enthusiasm. There's no cynicism. There's no, it just doesn't feel icky to me anymore to root for the Packers. So I'm loving it. I hope all of you are. The most important thing is that wherever you may be, wherever the snowstorm that's coming on Friday happens to waylay you for the weekend, you can dig in, you can go get your supplies, you can download the Civic Media app for free from any app store, and then you can listen to the Packers game with you and your friends wherever you are. It's going to be broadcast on many, many, many of the Civic Media radio stations across Wisconsin. So stay warm up there in Ashland County, in Green Bay, in Richland Center, east to west, north to south. Check on your neighbors. Check on your elderly friends and family. Shovel a driveway for somebody you care about, or maybe just because they live down the block from you. But let's keep it together. Let's keep it community and go Pack this weekend. But go ahead and download that app. You can take us everywhere with you. 844-967-2789. Let's get some work done here, Anya. If you give us a call or text, do say hello to Anya. She works with me, my partner in crime.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
That's me.
For all things. It's me. For all things the Maggie Dawn Show, she even will be perhaps stepping in to do a bit of substitute hosting for me this Thursday because I can't be with y'all. Let's do some work. Last week, Thursday, I had wanted to talk about Chip Wilson. He is the former CEO and founder of Lululemon. We started with some tunes from Janelle Monáe. That song's called Yoga because oh so appropriate. And Anya always finds the deep cuts to fit our topics for the day. Chip Wilson got interviewed by Forbes on a whole gamut of topics. I listened to the whole interview because it was really a fascinating study in personality characteristics of the billionaire class. And I wanted to share just some of the things from the interview that I thought were kind of okay, then that's certainly an approach. That's one way to look at things and see what our collective reactions were, especially, you know, folks that may not always agree with what I'm saying. Like if you happen to maybe a little center right, maybe a little far right. I want to see if some of these things raise your eyebrows as much as they raised mine. Other than, you know, my Botox, I would be able to get them a little bit higher. I'm of that age, folks. So I want to start with one of the shorter cuts, and it's probably a good starting point before we got to take some messages. Listen, if you're on the line, stay there, 844-967-2789. If you want to join us, give your impressions about this, get yourself queued up because I want to hear from you. So here's the first cut. Now, what he's being, excuse me, this is going to be cut number two, act 2A, Anya, not one. So we're going to go with 2A. But the first one for our listening audience, let me set it up a little bit. Chip Wilson sold Lululemon, most of his shares, basically taking himself down to 8%-ish. He used to own 29%+ of Lululemon. And if you all recall, we had that little COVID coronavirus thing that continues to take 1,200 lives a week. And while we were all staying at home, Lululemon did real well because they sell yoga pants and athleisure wear. So their stock just exploded. But Mr. Wilson, not the guy from Home Improvement over the fence, but Mr. Chip Wilson, billionaire, he had sold his stock in 2013. So he would have been worth like 21 plus billion today based only on his Lululemon stock ownership. But instead, he sold off most of that and so left billions on the table. Now, the gracious Chip is doing fine. No one call an alarm for Chip. Chip is good. He's got many billions of dollars. So he's fine. He would have just had more billions. See what you think. Does Chip have a chip on his shoulder about listening to the advice of investment experts who told him to what? Diversify his holdings. This is a cut to a let's. This is less than a minute. Here's Chip Wilson on selling his shares.
Over the past years, since you haven't been active in Lululemon management, what have you found to be your most interesting work, and what's been what's been the most interesting thing for you and your biggest accomplishment?
So I've come out of Lululemon because everyone told me to diversify. I listened to smart people and I did that. Now, that's so what things do I want to diversify myself in? Well, as I was selling down Lululemon, I was going, this is the only thing I think about all day long is technical athletic clothing. Mm-hmm. What a mistake I've made actually selling down and getting out of the company that I know more than anybody else in the world about.
So what you're saying then, Chip, is you listen to smart people and they screwed you. It's kind of... I find it hard to muster up, empathy since I don't have billions of dollars. Like, did he actually just complain about that? It sounded like good, smart people. And I listened to smart people told me to sell my Lululemon shares. And boy, that was a bad idea because I know more about that than anyone. So interested to hear what you all are hearing in that. Our first Chip Wilson sound of the day, because I hear two things. I hear a billionaire complaining he doesn't have more billions of dollars. I hear a billionaire blaming other people for his not having more billions of dollars. And then I hear a billionaire complaining because I'm the smartest person on the planet about this one thing and I should have more money because of it.
Ew. I don't know about you, but ew.
Not my favorite Chip Wilson moment. But it gets worse. So don't change that dial. Keep it where it is. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come join us. The water is warm while the air is cold. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
News from the Center, WRCE.
That is Party at a Rich Dude's House by Kesha. Hey, Kesha, if you're listening, let's go hit up Chips over the weekend. Maybe we can party at a Rich Dude's House. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Say hello to Anya. Wherever you may be listening from in the state of Wisconsin or well beyond, we do have on the line one of our frequent callers, friend of the network and friend of the show, Tom from LA. How are you, Tom? What say you this fine afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, I'm good. First off, go Pack, go. And you know what I find is so refreshing is the fact that this really is Matt LaFleur's team now.
Yes.
And I don't feel like in the past, when some of these stars get so big, it almost becomes like their team. And he shows what it's like to actually bring people together and not divide and conquer like previous occupants of the governorship in Wisconsin said to Widow Hendricks, our strategy is to divide and conquer the people of Wisconsin. That is the complete opposite of what the Green Bay Packer organization and the sports in Wisconsin does, which is unite people together. And we just really need to think about what a great feeling that is when we are all united in one cause. And it would be nice if the people would start to realize that the billionaire class always has us fighting each other so they can steal we, the people's money out the back door. And yeah, it's just so refreshing to see exactly the team that, you know, that is the only socialistic football team in the NFL where it is owned by the people. That is a team that is, potentially going to go far here in the playoffs. I think they have a real shot at it because they are coming together more so than any other team out there as a unit and being excited for each other. And it's not about one or two players. It is about the team. And the team is about we the people. And that is what democracy is about. It's not about authoritarianism, and it is not about dictatorships, and it is not about fascism. If you want that, you can see what's happening in the Gaza Strip. That is what you get when you don't have good government. Republicans say they hate government. Republicans say they don't like government. I say that we tell those people in power, all you Republicans out there, in fact, tell these people in power that we, the people, are the government, and these people need to go, because if you don't like your job or if you don't like the concept of your job, you don't belong in that job.
Tom, I couldn't have said it any better myself. Thank you. And in fact, you well stole my thunder a wee bit, because the place I wanted to get to was, what do these two things have in common? Which is the excitement that I think every Wisconsinite and every Packers fan feels right now, and the power of sport to unite, and how much more fun it is to get behind a team that is an underdog team that is simply coalescing together, how much more likely, in my opinion, it is that teams like that actually win because they're not being driven exclusively by one or two massive egos, that there's a shared sense of responsibility, that those things often on the sports gridiron, pitch, field, whatever your venue of play is, that oftentimes it is those sorts of teams that succeed well beyond what anyone would have thought they were capable of. I certainly have that feeling about the Packers today. And I also have that feeling about every one of us. We shouldn't be ceding our common sense to the billionaire class or to talkers on the radio. We shouldn't be ceding our sense of community to others, because it's the billionaires and the elected officials that are the others. Us, it's just the rest of us, right? Like, let's come together. Let's coalesce the rest of us as a team of underdogs, because the system ain't built for me and you. It's built for the Chip Wilsons. It's built for the NFL owners. That's who all this is built for. It's built for the Donald Trumps and the Ron Johnsons. It's also built for the very, very rich Democrats. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a governmental system, a system of economics, of capitalism, that works for most of us, the working people, the regular folks. And we can again in this state become more like the Packers under Matt LaFleur. We can embrace that we don't need an Aaron Rodgers. We need a quarterback who reflects who we are as a state. A quarterback who wants to bring us together, not separate us into us and them, who wants to distort reality. You don't win games by lying about what the defense looks like when you're in the huddle with the quarterback. That's not how you win. Just ignore those guys out there. That's how a wide receiver gets his bell rung across the middle if the QB's reading the defense bad and sets him up to get hurt. That's not what we do on the field. That's not what we do as community members either. It's us, everybody. Maybe not against the billionaires, but at least us coming together to be sure the billionaires aren't robbing us blind at every chance they can get. Jim and Appleton, exactly right. Chip Wilson has sour grapes because it doesn't have more billions of dollars that belong more properly with the workers that help create the product that Lululemon sells at price points that I can't believe people are willing to pay for yoga pants that are too thin to cover up big butts, that Chip Wilson said on Good Morning America a few years ago that fat people shouldn't wear his clothes anyways. I'll be back with more Chip Wilson, more Packers reflections. It's Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy, Maggie Dawn, and Anya Esther here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, everybody.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National